Nice touch. 720 WGN, it is Dane here with you in for John until 2 today. And we mentioned it in the tease leading up. You think of Wrigleyville, you think of Murphy's Bleachers as a headquarter of hospitality, of fun, of pregame, of all of that. And you think it of so much in the summer. But, you know, hey, for the NHL, one of their biggest games is the Winter Classic. And no better place for WGN to have its pregame show at than the location right there at 3655 North Sheffield. And we've got the man behind all of it, Freddie Fagenholtz, and he is on with us. Freddie, welcome to WGN.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. We're not doing as well as we're going to be doing at about 2 p.m. or maybe even earlier, you know, on New Year's Eve. Freddie, man, you are the host with the most for the holiday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We look forward to having a lot of people come visit us and then head over to Wrigley and come back and join us for New Year's Eve.
So you know there's going to be a lot of hockey fans from all over. This is a, you know, an all-star game level event for the NHL. There are going to be so many people coming in from all over the country for it. Do you find that, you know, because Cubs fans of Wrigley, fans of Wrigleyville, fans of Murphy's, do you think there's a lot of crossover? I feel like there probably is a certain amount between Cubs fans and Blackhawk fans. Or do you think it's going to be all hockey people?
No, I agree with you. It's going to be all kinds of people. You know, during the season, during baseball, we get tons of tourist people come visiting us. Even example is when Notre Dame football is playing and say Stanford or USC is playing, we get tons of people the day before they travel to Notre Dame. So it's nice that we could be like just a meeting place for people and to see Wrigley Field and see how awesome it is, and Wrigleyville and other bars and restaurants around us also.
So what do you think is the secret? Obviously, proximity, location, location, location. You guys are right there next to the friendly confines. But other than that, people love the experience at Murphy's. For those people maybe that haven't been or need to get back, what is it about Murphy's and the stuff that you and your team does that just makes it so great?
I've been there for about 17 years, and I couldn't say more great things about the Murphy family, how they treat us, the employees and the management. And my goals, I've been there 17 years, is to treat the customers with respect and make sure they have a great experience for them to tell their friends to come to Murphy's and enjoy the food, the atmosphere. You know, walking outside, there's Wrigley Field. How many bars or restaurants can say that, you know, in other states and cities? So it's just it's a great experience for everyone.
Yeah, we mentioned it with the Blackhawks. You know, every time the Blackhawks score, the broadcast team breaks out the bandito, and it's a big deal. And we wish that they were scoring more. But think about that. What is it about Chicago fans that, regardless of the record for the Cubs, and obviously we want them to win more World Series and win all the time, that the fan base still loves the team, still loves the neighborhood, still loves the experience? I mean, it's the same for the Blackhawks. That place is sold out regardless of the record. They just love their sports.
Well, you got to compliment the Chicago fans. We have some great fans in Chicago, and they've been through a lot. I mean, look at the Bears, the Blackhawks, the Bulls, the White Sox. I mean, we should have great sporting teams, but unfortunately, right now we don't. But maybe in the future, something great will happen.
That's why we have great sports bars, great locations to enjoy it, because instead of having all of that, you know, success happen on the field or, you know, in the standings or whatever, we can at least have a great time at places like Murphy's. I've got also Kevin Powell, our very own super sports guy, Kevin Powell. He's going to be out there hosting the pregame show at Murphy's. Kevin, welcome to WGN.
Fellas, happy holidays. I cannot wait for the show. What a perfect spot to hang out before, during, and after the game. But we will be out there, myself and Charlie at Remeliotas, from 1 to 3:30 leading up to the game. And it's going to be a ton of fun. You know, even if you're not going to the game, I think just there's going to be so much buzz around the ballpark for the hockey game. I think it's just going to be a great spot. I mean, what a not much of a better venue than Murphy's right across the street. So I can't wait. It's going to be a ton of fun.
I know that Freddie's going to hop on with you guys during maybe a quick hello or shout out during the broadcast. Also, Chris Chelios is going to be out there as well. What are the things you guys have planned for? Because this is, you know, really the entire world, the hockey world, will be focused on you guys, Chicago, for the Winter Classic.
Yeah, you know, for as much as we, you know, Charlie's our hockey expert. He does pre and post. So we'll dive into the matchup and talk about the Hawks season quite a bit. But just having fun with it, you know, just feeling out the vibe of the day and the buzz and the energy around Wrigley. And I know I heard you guys just talking about the dark times for Chicago sports right now. But I think a lot of people are looking for things to do on New Year's Eve, and especially it's a little bit earlier too. So just kind of enjoying the whole day, to be honest. You know, it's plenty of plenty of Hawks talk and getting ready for the game. And it's just going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Freddie, are you thinking people are going to get out there? And of course, it's New Year's Eve. It's just, I mean, it's a great day to celebrate no matter what with all of this sports and at Murphy's. But having it be New Year's Eve at Murphy's and then you have other things that are going on and maybe some football that people are going to be watching. Talk about just that whole day and what people are going to experience by you.
Most people will be coming for the hockey game, which is great. But we'll have, you know, 30 TVs. We'll have a hockey game on. We'll have football on. And anybody else that wants to watch a sporting event, we try to cater to our customers and make sure they're happy. And it's going to be a great day. I don't think I'm looking at the weather and I'm not too excited about the weather. But you know something, this is an event that people will show up either way because it's a one-time thing. Or like 17 years ago, when's the next time this is going to happen? Probably another 20 years from now.
Yeah, I was just going to say with the weather, I've been to a few of these Blackhawks outdoor games, and all of them have been cold, but all of the venues have been packed. So I think us Chicagoans know how to prepare for the outdoor games. But I'm just so excited for it. I think it's going to be a great day in Wrigley.
Freddie, on the hospitality side, of course, we encourage people just to subsist solely on El Bandito Yankee. But do you have any other specials or whether it's food or drinks or anything people are going to be enjoying that day?
No special, but we definitely have plenty of El Banditos for the whole day and night. And then we do burgers, brats, hot dogs. Just come on in and enjoy the atmosphere at Murphy's Bleachers. We appreciate it.
I'm good for 2 to 3 brats, Freddie, just so you know.
you got it. No problem at all.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll see you guys out there. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. I'll see you on New Year's Eve, guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Freddie. 3655 North Sheffield. We'll be hearing about it all week long leading up. Freddie, thanks so much, and enjoy the day.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more. It's Dane here on 720 WGN.